Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
We know Garth likes M&M's. Think he's a French fry guy, too?
Well, who's not a French fry guy?
Good point, Andy Summers.
I mean, honestly, there's got to be something wrong with you in the old noggin if you don't like French fries. Right. And everybody has their own favorite French fries, but that's not what we're talking about. Yeah. We're talking about something that is going to disrupt American culture. And that is that we have recently found out that we might be going through a French fry shortage.
You shut your mouth.
I'm not going to shut my mouth because it's true, Dave.
It's awful.
So I guess the word is that potato growth is low. And and so that's going to hinder our French fry.
Yeah. Would you even be able to go to a fast food place knowing that you were not going to get French fries? Like, you could still get all your nuggets and burgers and stuff like that.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go. I just wouldn't go because that's why. I mean, it's part of the experience is eating the French fry, whether you like them or not, because sometimes I go with such great intentions and I think I have lofty expectations of the fries at certain restaurants. And then sometimes I get, like, after the Garth show, we just played Dive Bar. My husband and I were on our way home and we stopped by Wendy's on our way because that's what we do late at night.
Right.
Just not a great habit, but still. Yeah. So we stopped by Wendy's and we got two biggie fries.
Excellent
okay, first
choice.
Of all, it was disappointing that they weren't overflowing. They're like, you've got to put so many fries in that little carton that some of them fall out in
yes,
the bag.
Yes, absolutely.
There weren't any in the bag.
That's the best when you open the bag, you take the fries out, and there's still four or five at the bottom of the bag.
Oh, yeah. You think you're done, but then you're not done, and it's like Christmas.
Bonus fries.
So, yeah, exactly. So, I reach in and I pull out my sleeve of fries, and as I'm eating them, I'm looking at my husband, who's driving with his knees now because he's also eating the fries. And I was like, they didn't salt them. And he's like, no, they didn't salt them. But still, we're like,
right.
didn't stop us.
Yeah. Because even a bad fry is still better than 99% of other things you could eat.
Yes.
It's still a fry.
Who wants an apple when you can have a French fry?
Even when they're kind of soggy, like it took you too long, maybe like you ordered them, took you too long to get them or
something.
Right. You're still going to eat it. It's
you know, there were
good.
a couple of the fries in my container, like it must have, because it was late, so it was probably like the very end of the day of French fry life in the vat of French fries.
Right.
And so you could tell that there were a couple fries that had been in the fryer probably all day long because they were like petrified. I still ate them.
Yeah.
There was not a morsel of potato left in that bag.
Now, this is an important question, Andy. Are you a grab three or four at a time and shove them in your mouth fry eater, or are you one at a time fry
eater? I will admit that for about the first half of whatever size container I get, I will pace myself with one fry at a time, right? And I bite them. Because I just enjoy them so much.
Right.
But then once you get past that halfway point, there's three of them going in my mouth.
It's just chaos.
Yeah.
I like to milk it as long as possible.
Yeah.
Kind of like you were saying with the beginning, the one at a time, you bite it, you take your time.
Mm.
That's what I like to do.
Are
just
you a dunker?
String it on. No. I like to fry just as it is.
As it is.
What do you dunk in it? A Frosty when you go to Wendy's? Or?
Oh, I mean, for sure. Because you're crazy. Again, you're crazy not to.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the Frosty, ketchup is almost my last choice. I will do mayonnaise.
Okay.
French fries in mayonnaise are delicious.
That sounds awful.
And even mustard I'll do sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, it depends on the kind of like in the summer, I like mustard.
I'm taking your fries away. How do you think Lee Bryce likes his fries?
Hot. Yeah. He probably likes them hot.
Yeah, handful at a time.
Yeah, with gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. And how about those Canadians with like the cheese curd and stuff? Oh,
yes,
jeepers,
the whole
creepers.
Thing.
Oh, I need some fries.
Now you're talking.
Turn it up.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.